Winners were announced this week in an XPRIZE competition to improve our knowledge about ocean acidification. Team DuraFET, which includes the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute, earned $250,000 in recognition for the accuracy of their device. KUSP's Rex Sanders reports.
Ken Johnson with Team DuraFET is competing for the Wendy Schmidt Ocean Health XPRIZE to build the best sensor to measure acid levels, also known as pH.
Getting involved in the XPRIZE is a way to compare my sensor versus everybody else's. So 18 groups, all the main pH measuring groups of the world. You know, they narrowed it down to five that went on to this final event in Hawaii, which has just concluded, and some of the biggest names did not make it.
Johnson is a scientist at the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute in Moss Landing, nicknamed Ambari. Johnson's team is making sure their measurements stay accurate during experiments that last as long as 8 years. They're preparing each pH sensor in a noisy lab before it goes to sea.
My name is Hans Janisch. I'm a research specialist here at Ambari. We calibrate the pH in seawater where we can know from colorimetric techniques in the laboratory what the pH is, and then we enter our last calibration coefficients into the floats before they get deployed.
Scientists need detailed and accurate pH measurements to predict what will happen in different parts of the ocean.
There are very few places where we actually measure over time, make a time series measurement of pH, especially in the open ocean, because it's so expensive to put ships out there.
We already know the basic principles of ocean acidification. Humanity has dumped more than 500 billion tons of excess carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. The ocean soaked up about one-third of that CO2 and turned it into acid.
You know, if you are an organism that's evolved to live in an environment where your shell won't dissolve and all of a sudden it starts dissolving, the oyster spat, the little baby oysters, can't survive in this water that is acidic enough to dissolve their shell.
Ocean acidification could harm coral reefs, salmon, and anything that eats shelled critters. Computer models say that ocean acid levels could more than double by the end of the century. Johnson's been working on this problem since
1975, and the first paper I wrote was a paper about how we could monitor ocean acidification with a glass electrode, and I was a hopelessly naive graduate student, really the worst paper I have ever written.
8 years ago, Johnson and his team started working on their latest pH sensor based on a chip that Honeywell sells for factories. They wanted to measure the acid levels of the Southern Ocean that surrounds Antarctica. Johnson's pH sensor is built into a buoy that drifts through the ocean.
One of our big contributions has been to adapt it to run at the high pressure of the deep ocean.
Every 5 to 10 days, buoys automatically dive over a mile deep and then
start inflating the bladder, come to the surface making pH and oxygen, nitrate measurements, chlorophyll measurements, temperature and salinity.
They are busy building and deploying hundreds of those sensors to measure how fast the ocean is changing because of the other CO2 problem. This is Rex Sanders.
The DuraFET team's probe earned second place in the Wendy Schmidt XPRIZE competition, garnering recognition for its accuracy.